Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Why is motion, why is movement so important for your body's overall health? Today's workshop, a replay from January of 2019, we talk about why motion allows your body's chemistry, your body's hormones, your body's nerves to relax, produce relaxing hormones such as adrenaline, endorphins, and serotonin to make your body feel good. And when you do that long enough, your body can keep that mental and physical state all the time to lower the amount of stress or your body's response to stress from the overall environment. Proper motion, we talk about some exercise we talk about, is tapping your feet, moving your shoulders, moving your knees, even a sitting position too. Going for proper walks and proper positions, maybe on your own physically, or if you're older with a cane or walker, just moving your body. Also tossing a ball for coordination, motion with somebody or even against the wall. Twisting yourself standing with a stick allows normal body motion, again, movement, especially on your spine where there's more nerves around your spine, so your body and your brain can relax more. Also using music to help the vibration of music, keeping your body healthy that way. And using breathing too as a way to relax your internal body, get more oxygen to your lungs, so again, your body can relax more. So again, motion is what we need for physical health in these hopefully end of COVID times. Our body is still limited to our seats, especially if you're a student. We need to do extra things to move more. Even walking around the block for 1-2 is sometimes enough just to relax your body and your brain so we don't overstress and if you want to call it throw away the dog or something like that, I don't know. But keep your body relaxed and strong so we can be happy mentally, physically, and also emotionally. All right. I hope you enjoy the show, guys. The show notes has the highlights of each topic at different times if you're on our YouTube video. If not, also our show notes has links to our overall previous podcast and videos of those podcasts. So enjoy the show, my friends. Have a good week, and we'll see you next week. The biggest thing I want to do today's talk is realize the best outlet to relax, my topic today, is not medication, is not drugs, is not vitamins. Okay, it's your body. When we move properly, what I mean by movement, not crazy exercising every day, CrossFit and killing yourself, simple movements, our nerves go from our feet, from our hands, to our brain. That transfer of energy, of motion, stimulates the nerves, your body to work better, to stay healthy and relaxed. That's my plan. Laura, can you close the door for me, if you don't mind?
Sure.
Okay, or whoever's left. When we move our body, our body is electrical impulses. Our body works off electricity, okay? When we move, when that nerve travels from your fingers through your arm, through your shoulders, through your neck, to your brain, that stimulates things to work properly. Where do you guys want to go? Where do you want to go? Okay? When things work properly, you stimulate the nerves in your brain, everything turns on and works better. Okay, when it goes from your fingers down your arm to your shoulder to your neck and your head again, those nerves fire here, then go back to your arm, go back to your whole body to make things wanted either relax or stress. Our body takes information from the outside world, okay, looking at me, my body temperature around me for 1-2, and reacts to that body temperature, relax to sound, relax to touch, relax to motion, reacts to motion, sorry, okay. Or reacts to non-motion, okay? Positive or negative. I see a scary movie, what happens to me when I see a scary movie? I usually scream. My kids and wife get embarrassed in a movie theater because of that, okay? Sometimes, okay? But that's a normal reaction, right? But if you react to that all the time, if you're in front of scary movies all the time, your body will adapt to that stress into your life. So our job is, what can we do to make our body stress in a positive manner? Then from there, stay healthy using that stress. I was having you look at some of the classes, right?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
You have a plethora of classes. I'll use as plethora as much as I can, okay? Throughout the area in Upland, especially the center.
A lot of them are more expensive than you.
That's true.
Probably $1.
But these classes allow you to dance, allow you to move, allow you to exercise and do yoga and move, keep your body healthy. I have a patient, Joanne. She loves to dance. She'll go to different centers around the city, between Riverside, Upland, Ontario, Montclair, just to find somewhere to dance. She'll actually go and crash weddings and parties. Because people, she'll find, they're going to dance, and I'll be there. Okay? That's her faith in Dave. That's her happiness. But she's moving, right? When you're moving, your body feels good.
when you exercise, when you go for a walk, I'm going to go see the streets, whatever it is, to watch the trees. But that motion gets you out there, so your body wants to relax and stay healthy and feel good. That's why I call motion the best supplement to relax. Okay, I don't care what it is. I'm going to go over a couple things you can do at home, very simple things, not very complicated. Keep your body moving. Even if it's like this, where or yesterday it was raining all the day, do things at home to move your body. And movements to where, again, you don't have to do crazy things where you sweat all day long, but enough to get your body going. For guys, it's sometimes playing golf, right? Okay, I love to play golf. Here's something I'm a hacker. Not really a golfer, more of a hacker. I'm more cut the grass all day, that's all I do. Okay, or push the sand around. But it's getting out there, if you're 50, 60, 70, 30, or 40, out there playing and doing something active, so your mind and body are working together. Okay, who wants to be my demonstration person today, my man of white?
What are you going to demonstrate?
Well, let's find out. Come on over. You volunteered already.
Yeah. You volunteered already.
It's not crazy motion. Just normal stuff today.
I'll take my chances here.
Yes, you do.
It's called trust.
Yes, and I've broken my trust a couple times with him, so we'll see if I gain it back today.
I have my phone preset to 9:00.
Good. Come on over. A couple things we're going to do.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing it over here, so you can do it over there, too. I want you to, let me change the camera a little bit, too, so we can see your feet. We're going to start low and work our way high. Okay, what I mean by that, I want to move parts of your body, the most efficient parts to move to cause stimulation, make your body stay relaxed, is as far as you can away from your brain. You want to travel from your fingers to your head, from your toes to your head. By doing that, you pass more joints in your body, so those joints stimulate receptors to keep your body relaxed. Okay?
Think about them.
I thought you were going to say from your toes to your nose. See, that's easier.
You can if you want, I don't know. If that helps you remember.
That helps them.
Senility is a thing, it is a real thing. Okay? But can we move our body enough and then pass enough joints? Because those joints fire receptors through your brain, because when they move or they're stimulated, your body, your brain produces something called serotonin or endorphins. Okay, those are relaxation hormones. When you produce those, your body stays in a relaxed state, so it helps fight off stress, helps you relax more. Okay, yes?
I thought for serotonin to kick in, you have got to be fast, like aerobics or
no,
fast
that's
walk.
More that's more endorphin release.
Okay.
That's more of a quick thrust, a quick boost.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Serotonin is more the long-term effect of that.
Yeah.
The long, if you want to call it a long-standing hormone, versus endorphins, more of a quick boost and drop.
Okay.
Okay. We produce both with that though too.
Yeah.
So quick and also long-term. And when you do it often enough, a routine or exercise we do right now allows your body to make sure it stays at the relaxed state, doesn't bounce up and down. Okay. Any questions about that? So you want to pass more joints. You can exercise efficiently. I can exercise all day long and move my head around. Maybe move my shoulders. So with that, it's okay. If I'm going to work out and do something that's going to be effective to keep my body healthy, I want to do something that's going to be efficient and not take a long time. When I work out in the morning, it takes me 20 minutes. I'm in and out, boom. Okay, I don't waste time. I don't spend 2 hours there. And I want to get in and I get kids to walk and dogs to take to school or something, whatever it's called.
One way to remember is you don't want your ends to be orphans.
There you go. Whatever that means, we'll go with that one. We'll figure that one out later. Okay. So we want to move things around, pass more joints. At that point, our brain is stimulated, produce endorphin serotonin, keep your body in a relaxed state. For doing that, the other hormones in our brain, or not in our brain, but in our adrenals that are controlled by your brain, are called your cortisol and catecholamines. Those cortisol and catecholamines are your stress hormones. Okay? They're your fight or flight when you're in danger. If I'm being chased by a bobcat, coyote, or a tiger, I want to get out of there. I at least want to go this way, make sure he's in my way so I can get him eaten, not me. Okay? So I want to make sure those are working too, but at a lower rate. If my catecholamines and cortisol are down here, my serotonin endorphins are up here, my body stays in a relaxed state. If I'm relaxed state, the stressors in my life become less, my body's less affected by them. Okay? I don't have arrhythmia. I don't have anxiety, I don't have depression. I'm not on medications or supplements to keep my body healthy. Okay, any questions about that?
No.
That's the loop. If my body stays in a relaxed state, keep my body moving, my body can tolerate more stress throughout my life. Yes?
How about dynamic tension? How does that equate to what you're talking about?
It's not a bad thing if you're causing muscle tension to move. Yeah. You're causing some joint stimulation too. Mm-hmm. And that's good to do also. A lot of yoga are holding poses, which allows muscle tension,
but
joint tension.
I'm talking about, it comes from the Japanese martial arts.
Tai Chi?
No. That's Korean.
Okay. I'm not sure.
But okay.
I'm Filipino, but I'm doing martial arts.
You look old enough to remember
Charles Atlas.
The reason I say that is because I watch that. I watch all kinds of stuff, and
yes.
I speak for myself what's best for me, not what's...
Of course.
That's what all this stuff is.
Because is it
all
also,
monetary stuff, you know, that
is it also another anime, or something's going to be like isometric? Isometric?
Yeah.
Okay, so isometric's good too, but you still need the motion. You ever see those
so
things on
I
TV?
I do the motion afterwards.
Afterwards, right? So you do a combination of them.
I go, like, I live next door, and I walk up the stairs. There's three
Perfect.
Flights, and up and down.
Perfect.
From one end to the other, and then I go wrap around.
Which is a good way to exercise, a good way to move your body.
Yeah.
And also with balance, too.
Yeah.
Keep your training trained out. Okay.
The balance, I normally do it with a cane. What I do with a cane, I put the cane, and then lift my knees up to the thing, little by little. Not overdrift at the beginning of the stretch.
Yes.
You can get an injury.
Yes.
So that's what I do to complete. And then I do the dynamic tension lying down.
Every day?
Whenever I can.
Yeah, but that's the thing you're doing routinely.
Yeah.
So your body sees it as your normal routine.
Yeah, because I'm constantly running around all over the
that's
place.
That's the thing.
But and I go walking, I go in the bus, and I go from city to city, and I go to the mall.
Your relaxed state is stayed because you move more.
Right, and I also read quite a bit, which... eliminates tension for me. Or stress.
Distracts you, but reduces that stress.
It doesn't reduce it, I eliminate it.
Perfect.
I function on that, that I find out what the problem is and I eliminate the problem.
Well, if your routine is already, how do I move more so I feel better, and then also my reading too, so your overall body stays healthy. That's the routine to start.
So you maintain. So I'm always constantly looking for different approaches.
And I keep things very, very simple.
Well, that's what I look for, simplicity. Because anything else I've studied, all that kind of stuff, is still money-making situations.
Yeah, I like the
name change. That's all money-making stuff.
Well, and can you do, what I have my patients do, if you're right there, is basically make sure you do things on your own.
Yeah.
Because going to the gym is good, but if you don't have the habits of going, you pay for membership, not even use. Okay?
Oh, yeah, right. In my case, it's a matter of choice. Do it, don't do it.
Have good discipline.
That's it.
Have good discipline.
And that's all it is. It's all self-discipline.
All it is. So
how old are you?
25.
Are you?
78.
Yeah.
I'm a year older.
Keep moving. And you walk a lot too. I see you on foothills. If you ride, you look like you're doing okay.
I read about 500 books a year.
Non-stop.
And it's not just reading. It's all the stuff I do on your
cardiology. You're learning.
Yeah, I'm always in the process of learning.
I never stop learning.
And the whole thing is exercise, you know.
Yes.
And not do light weights.
Sarcasm.
You can do that with the light weight. Just get with the, you know, those gallons of water. Mm-hmm. When you finish it, don't throw them away with a handle.
Yep.
And then you can adjust the water amount, and then you start building. Doing different things, and then as you get better, add more water.
What I'm gonna do is kind of go through some of that stuff too as we go.
I'm gonna
go through it too.
Okay.
So what? To start with, people that may have problems with joint pain or whatever it might be, just be careful with them. To start, you want to be able to move your feet. Okay. I don't mean you have to go crazy and do figure eights in the air. Can you just tap your heels? Just tap them.
Yeah.
Get circulation, but also get the nerves stimulated.
Yeah.
With that motion, that vibration allows your joints in your feet.
Oh,
I do that every morning, every day. Yeah.
That's the plan, every day.
Every moment, yeah.
Every day. Move your feet and just tap your feet.
Tapping is the vibration.
Okay,
good. Just tap your feet. At that point, move things around. And when you switch, to go from your feet to your toes. Not quite tap your toes. Now you're helping your ankles also when you tap your toes, and your ankles to actually stimulate more nerves too. The more nerves you can stimulate, the more your body stays relaxed.
Tap your toes one at a time, and you can keep counting.
So now, using your tapping along with your brain, I want you to switch when I say switch. See if that works for you. Let's go heels first. Heels first. Okay. And then when I say switch, go to your toes. Switch again. Switch again. So it gets you to move and think at the same time, right? Switch again. Can you control that? And now go opposite. One heel, one toe. I can't do that. So you guys can probably do that. I can't do that.
Tap dancing.
There you go.
It's like tap dancing.
Can you train yourself to slowly coordinate your body, like when we're kids, to slowly relax her body? There's a lady I follow, Christy Jones. She works on that mind-body relaxation with kids. A lot of it is playing games with yourself. Mm-hmm. Allow yourself to learn, okay, what can I do? The freeze game. Can I switch things around? Can I do things, get my body to trick myself so I'm paying attention when I'm doing exercises too?
There must be some kind of music that you can play that makes it more fun.
That's all it is. Can you play music and tap your feet? Okay? Any questions about that as a way to start? And I would start for about maybe a minute a day, then 2 minutes. And when you're sitting at lunch, do the same thing. Quick question. Answer.
I just started usually crisscrossing my legs.
Yep.
This and then this way, mm-hmm. this way.
You watched my talk last month, didn't you? Or last week?
No, this is my own study.
Okay, yeah, you're probably, you're stalking
me. I'm just going to ask you, I'm
kind of figuring out what it is. It's more balance and coordination to everything.
Because it must have been something. Perfect.
Next one. Okay, we're going to use our hands now. This one here, another game. Okay, hand up in the car on the way here. Is put one hand on your knee. Okay, one hand on your shoulder. Everyone good with this? Everyone good with this? Everybody good with this? You're not good with this.
Oh, you mean, okay.
Yes, can you play the game? Or just chit-chat if you want.
Do it. We want you to do it.
Chit-chat or play the game. So what I'm going to have you do is tap your shoulder and knee at the same time. So what joints you're stimulating? Your hand, your fingers, your elbow, your shoulder, your knee. So the knee goes up to the hip, to the back. You're stimulating 3-4 different areas. Okay? On the left and right side, because you're using your left shoulder, left arm if you're doing that, down that upper neck, and right arm, same thing, to your neck, to your head, and lower body to your head too. Okay, now switch.
Yeah. I cannot because I had shoulder inflaming.
So yeah. If you have that, then just go on your chest if you need to.
Okay.
As long as you're tapping your body, switch. So you want to tap that when you switch, you think about it. Left hand to your right shoulder, right hand to your elbow, or somewhere around there. Okay, switch again. Alright, how's that work?
What if
you can't do that one? Exactly. No, because there's no vibration.
Okay.
No vibration.
Swing it like this.
Yeah, switch again. Where are you? Are you paying attention?
Well, she was saying I wasn't doing
it. No, it's about you, not about the
like you were doing it this way.
Switch again.
Change.
Switch again.
So listen, and
realize your body requires motion, requires a vibration, and that point allows it to work properly. Relax.
Well, if you alternate it, they don't hurt both at once.
Exactly.
Do like
whatever.
Quick question.
Yes.
How does breathing get involved with this?
It does in a relaxation state. But that's what I would use breathing more of a way to, if you're going to hold a pose, hold like a tension thing, like a yoga or something like that. That point, I would use that as a way to relax your body here. We'll realize when you're moving, you don't have really time to think about it, right?
Yeah.
When you're not moving, then you start thinking about the birds, the bees, whatever you're thinking about. Okay, but that point, allows you to relax, focus on the breathing, not anything else. By doing this and going, okay, when he's gonna switch, you're not thinking about everything in your head. You're able to relax your brain, think about just what's going on here. All right. Any questions about that?
No.
If you're going to walk, I want you to focus on how you walk. Okay? So, I'm going to hang to my demonstrator here now, since he's been so active so far. Stand up. I'm going to move my camera too in a second. If you're going to walk for exercise, I want you to focus on here. Is stand over here. I'll demonstrate first. Heels, hips, shoulder, and head right here.
Okay.
And see how that feels. We did this before, but just to kind of recap. And relax your arms.
Am I relaxed? Just like this.
Yes, you are like that. Okay. Stay there. Now take a step forward.
Let me just really know how you stand.
Okay, so all what you do now is bring your back toward you. Here, there we go. Is that comfortable?
Okay.
Is that comfortable?
Well, yeah, right now it is an even.
It's
hurting equally here and here.
Okay, perfect. That's exactly what I'm hoping for. Okay, so right there. Now what you do is walk like that, I'm sure first, on your heels back here. Okay, walk on your heels so your body stays up. There we go. If you're gonna walk for exercise, if you walk properly like this, now go that way, and walk on your heels, up, up, up. Good, higher, there we go. That point your body stays strong, relaxed here, here's where you cause problems and injury. I want you to move so you help yourself, not hurt yourself. That's the plan. Stay back on your heels. So
I think it helps if you put your hands back here, then your shoulders go back.
And what I recommend with that too, with the shoulders and hands, is make, if you can, to start, bring your elbows behind you a little bit, so you're bringing your shoulders back. When your arms are dropped, most people drop their arms, they drop them like this, right? Hands are going forward. The back of your hand is facing out in front of you. If you bring your elbows back here, you rotate the shoulders behind you, at that point your hands go more to your sides, so your thumbs are facing forward, not the back of your hands. That rotation alone keeps the shoulders, neck strong, and the body back here versus hands, look where your palms are rotating in, you're doing more hunched forward. Okay, so walk this way with your elbows up like this. Good, how's that feel?
Pretty good, because it's balanced here.
There you go. And turn around one more time.
Well, I walk backwards so you don't do it.
It's going to be entertaining. But let's walk. So at that point, your body's up, shoulders are back, hands are this way, exactly. Thumbs painting forward. That point, that's exactly what we'll focus on. Okay? Perfect. Or you can do a dance if you want to. Okay? But that makes sense. If I'm going to walk, I want to walk my body. Can I use your cane for a second?
Yeah.
Okay. If I'm going to use a cane or a walker, I've done this before too, I want to stay back here. Okay? I want to be back here. Okay? That allows me to stay in front, to use my own body weight, more for balance. Instead of here, I'm going to lean and go forward. Alright? So I want to be here, walking with a cane or a walker in front of me, instead of next to me. It'll naturally push weight and drop it down. It depends too. Everyone, this is actually pretty good height for me. I want to be upright when it's next to in front of my big toe. That point I'm here when I start. That point my body stays up. It'll feel uncomfortable initially because your back muscles have to work more when you lean back on your heels. You want to feel that to adjust your body. You want to feel uncomfortable. Okay. If I stand against the wall, I'll definitely get up. It's in the video. I'll put an exercise video in there connected to the YouTube channel, is I want to make sure my head, shoulders, hips, and heels are against the wall. Then from there, take a step off the wall, weight on my heels, and start doing it this way. Any questions about that?
No, my question was when I was using a walker and when I was using a cane,
yes,
I had to look down at the ground to see where I was walking, and so my neck was out of...
So to wait to adjust, if it's possible, wait to adjust that, is looking down over your nose in front of you instead of with your eyes looking, tilting
well,
your chin.
Well, that's my vision, sir.
That's something to work. That's tough.
So you might have neck problems. That's why I had the surgery.
That's why I see people, because they have to adjust their vision usually by doing this instead of this if their eyes aren't off.
I have a solution for that.
Quick question.
When you have a cane, there's an adjustment of it.
Yes.
You raise it all the way up, and it'll straighten the body out. Most people I see using the walker have a similar system. And they get older, they get adjusted to it, and they start getting...
Well, that's the thing, is when I see someone with a walker, I go, can I borrow that real quick?
Yeah.
I'll do that, and pop the buttons in, bring it up, they're like,
but all
that feels
weird. But
they'll
adjust that thing, and give you about that much of adjustment.
Yes.
And then you have to stand up. You don't have to look
Well, the
down.
New ones are actually higher. If you listen to me, they saw my videos. The new ones are actually higher because they realize you got to be back here, not here.
This is what every day, every night, what I do.
Yes.
I spend about half hour this way on the floor.
Get open.
Yeah. Yep. And then look pillow and sleep on the floor.
Well, and that's the thing is, as you know too, when we don't move enough, we all tighten up here, our hips tighten up inside, our whole body gets more shrunk in. Because our facial bones and teeth are one way to the skull, it pulls us forward. We have to continually fight gravity coming from the top of our head and lean back more to make sure that to make our body arch backwards. Arching backwards allows your spine to stay relaxed and loose. Your spine is meant when it's arched backwards, the bones move. When the arch comes forward, the bones lock. If a bone locks in your body, that point that if I lock my elbow up, at that point after a while, these muscles will shrink and atrophy. Same thing with your neck muscles, back muscles, hip muscles, everything. How to keep them moving for one. You have to keep things moving, allow things to move in the right direction. That's why that position we did a second ago allows your body to stay upright instead of being down here. That would keep your body balance up and move this way. Okay?
Now, that phrase, cow and potato, I got to think of that question.
Composition.
Which?
That was just something my grandma told me to get off the couch and go mow the lawn.
Which hand do you use the cane in?
It depends what your dominant hand is. You mean hip wise or ankle wise?
Yeah, I mean, what the purpose of the cane would seem to be to take the load off of. Let's say it's this leg here, okay, that I want to take the load off of. So I have the cane here.
You want to open it? Well, I would do it on the same side as the leg problem or hip problem.
Well, I was thinking the opposite. If I do the cane here and this leg, the cane is helping to spread the load. That's what I was wondering about.
Everybody's different with that? I do the same side.
I change sides.
Everyone's different with that.
Yeah, well, I would... My solution was to get two canes.
Yeah, well, I don't want to abuse a cane though either. Okay, I'd rather do this and use your arm strength to take the pressure. I'm thinking if I have a hip or leg problem, it's because of load. So I'm going to take a step forward, use that cane to take the weight off of that same side I'm loading with. That's the issue. Okay, we're going to play a game now with my friend up here.
It's going like this.
I'm like, hey, so face me. I know, it's ridiculous. Okay.
You see that?
Can you catch a baseball? Can you catch the baseball when I'm going to toss it to you? Is that okay?
I think so.
Can you show? I'm going to throw it overhand or underhand. What's better for you?
With a mitt. Don't pretend you're pitching at me. It's a bat.
Just hold it up. I'm going to toss it this way. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Good. Toss it back. Okay. I want to focus on tossing it from left hand to right hand, diagonal across your body. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to go here. Okay, watch yourself. Go ahead. Yep. Okay, so I'm going to switch hands and go the other hand. Is that okay? What does this do when I do this? What is this doing, you think, when I toss the baseball?
Coordinating my eyes. Basically, to see where I'm going to have to move this.
So your body has to instinctively move without even thinking of it, right?
Yeah.
So at that point, it's not coordinated motion like a weight. It's actually instinct. It fires your brain more. It fires your whole body to move without thinking of it. So it fires that brain more. That brain fires more. More serotonin, more endorphins help your body relax more. You can either play with a friend. Okay, I'm going to go this hand to that hand. Okay, and then go back this hand. Good. Okay, I'm going to go this hand over here. Good. Whoa, fast. Hot potato, kind of. Hot potato. Or what you can do is take a baseball or whatever you want to use, just with yourself, just go back and forth. Initially, you want to look, make sure it's going back as far as you can. Over time, try to do it without looking. At that point, see if over time you can learn that technique, and not learn, but more practice, so your body sees that motion and feels that rhythm, and feels the vibration, feels the tension, feels the impact, the tactile sensation of your hand against the baseball, golf ball, whatever, pillow, whatever you want to use. That's the thing is, can you get your body to move and feel things better so you know that's going to work? Yes?
When you get older, your peripheral vision is not the same. So when you're doing that, hold your arms this way and just keep your head straight and look as you're doing.
So you can train your peripheral vision.
Right.
You don't have to be the average person who doesn't train it.
Making your muscles and your eyes work.
Exactly. So you're making your body move better without even thinking of it.
Right. Glaucoma doesn't allow you to do that.
Who doesn't?
Glaucoma.
Does not.
No.
But can you do other things around that to get that to work properly? Okay. Any questions about the baseball?
No.
Or whatever you want to use. Now,
lemon or orange.
Anything you want to use.
Nice.
You ever have these? I had these little Asian balls before too, like a golf ball. You can basically use it with your fingers to go back and forth. Have you used it before?
Yes.
That's, yeah. What are they called?
I don't know, but it comes in a little box.
Yeah, little belt, little, not belt, but over there.
They have weight,
right? That one, can you take two little golf balls or those weights too and just roll them in your hands and cause the same amount of motion? Get things to move more.
I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
These are the same size as ping pong balls, but it's much harder to hang on to the ping pong balls.
Anything that works for your hand, to move your hand around. It's when you move this hand or feet or whatever it might be, those end sensations are so sensitive, it goes back to you because you realize, why do you think our fingers are sensitive? Why do you think it is? It just from being humans, Homo sapiens, cave people. Because of fire, right? If I'm over a stove and thinking about it, put my finger over a stove, it instantly goes away. You want to have that sensation, that quick sensation, keep our body from one thing burning, but also keeping ourselves safe and alive. Okay, next one. Who has a umbrella at home?
This
week we have our umbrellas out. I gotta go find it. I gotta find it in the car, right? Umbrella. Okay, I'll demonstrate it first, sir. I'm gonna have you try afterwards. Don't hurt yourself. I'll put your glass on for this one too. Safety glasses. Okay. Here, anyone ever do cheer or color guard or flags or anything in school?
I did
flags. Flags, right? Remember doing this?
Oh, yes.
Oh, look, I like the anguish in your voice. Oh, yes. Great. So much fun. So much fun.
In my school, it was only the cheerleaders that did that. I never had
to do that. Now guys do it, too. It's a sport, I think. Yes. Can you go use your umbrella, go one way at a time, and twirl one way at a time, and then switch the other way when your body's ready? Why do you think this coordination is important? Again, you're grabbing something, going back and forth in a rhythmic way, causing your body to stimulate those nerves without thinking of it over time.
And then when you get good at that, to try it with an open.
All right, okay, put your glasses on first. Though. When your glasses, safety glasses, we have liability issues here at the center. Yeah, put them on your eyes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Make sure we're safe here. Your turn.
Does it make a difference whether I go
clockwise? Left or right, clockwise, counterclockwise, wherever you want to go.
I think this is counterclockwise.
That is, from my perspective, that is clockwise.
Right. His perspective.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That way.
From my perspective.
No, it's counterclockwise when I get over here.
That way?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I have visual watches. I don't
know. I'll go the other way.
Mistake. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Okay. Now, it's interesting. So, this way, I'm going like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an easier way
mm-hmm.
and a more complicated way.
Yes, there is.
You have put one on the other, didn't you? Nope. You were doing it, you put one on the
other. I grabbed on top of it and went the other way. So let's go left. Let's go your counterclockwise.
This is counterclockwise now.
That's you with your eyes closed.
Mm-hmm. What?
Eyes closed?
Eyes closed.
Again, using more nerves, more brain stimulation, more movement. There you go. Can you tap your feet while you're doing it? Entertainment, right?
I guess laughter is good.
Yes. Why is laughter good? To make laughter boring. Why is laughter good for you?
Breathing and
relaxation.
Endorphin release, right?
Really?
Okay. When you laugh, laugh causes a vibration in your body. When you laugh, it causes a vibration in the body. At that point, it makes your body produce more endorphins, more serotonin, gets your body to move more.
And more endorphins.
Everything. Exactly. So the thing is, can we do things made through music, through laughter, through dance, through twirling an umbrella while you tap your feet to make sure you're actually getting your body to move more and more and more?
But you're also breathing more.
You're
getting
breathing
more oxygen.
Because you have to stay alive. Come on, no? Have to keep moving. Can you do things? And again, if you do this with the foot tapping too, is it better with your shoes on or shoes off?
Shoes off.
Why shoes off?
You just feel the whole cells in your feet.
Yeah, so you're actually feeling that, like holding something in your hands without gloves. Same thing, you're adding more tactile sensation, more nerve stimulation, more movement, more everything. So I recommend people doing something like this before you get out of bed. Well, tap your feet, move your body.
I can tackle harder with my shoes on than I can with them off.
First Nations channel?
What is it?
The First Nations channel.
What is that?
It's the Indian, Native American.
Okay, good.
And so they have demonstrations all the time, and it's great because they're using all their different parts of their feet and their body. And even little children, they're all learning. It's fantastic.
You learn when you're young, doesn't mean you can't learn when you're old. Your body is always moving. It's either, if you don't move, though, then the nerves start numbing themselves down. They're becoming less sensitive. You have to keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. Keep doing things to stimulate those nerves. If not, they shut down. If the nerves shut down, what happens? They go to your brain. The brain starts producing that endorphin serotonin release. At that point, the cortisol, catecholamines, the stress hormones catch up. They go, uh-oh, why do I feel kind of all day? How come I don't sleep well? How come my attitude seems a little bit off? How come I'm sensitive to people around me now? Someone tell me a bad joke and I used to be okay with it. Now I get a little upset. What's wrong with me? Okay? I have an OBGYN doctor. She comes in every 2 weeks about. She has a stressful job. OBGYN, she's 24/7 sometimes. She goes, when I can't sleep well, I know my nerves are off. I'm a little bit more stressed than I usually am. I'm going to come in and see you. That's when I know I have to come in and see you. Okay? So you realize once you get to a point where you do normal routine, exercise every day, and that point your mind, your body goes, things don't bother me anymore. That's my supplement to keep your body healthy.
That's when you retired early.
I never want to retire.
I was tired.
So I always want to be able to help people. Okay? But can you do things so at that point you don't need the medications, the drugs, even supplements too. So people sometimes can over-supplement their body with too many vitamins. Mm-hmm. Okay? Taking too much calcium causes brain issues also. Your body can only deposit so many minerals and vitamins in your body before it becomes toxic along with medications. So realize by moving more, your body's able to circulate more blood flow, more endorphin release, more serotonin release, keep your body healthy, reduce the stress hormones around you again. The stress around you doesn't affect you. You can tolerate more stress. Again, most people here aren't driving to LA every day for work, right?
No.
I have a patient who drives to Long Beach every day.
Ooh.
Well, that's 4 days a week. Painful, right?
So downhill.
Work all day. Work all day at a desk and drive home.
Oh, terrible.
Painful. So she works out every day, every day, every day, every day, to decrease, to tolerate that stress of her work.
How about music on the radio when you're driving?
Not a bad thing. What does music do?
Traffic?
You almost said it. The frequency, the vibration of music helps your nerves and body relax too.
One way to get exercise driving is called a stick shift. I started with that.
Good luck with that, yeah. Good luck with that. Gloria, question?
Years ago.
We just started with that.
Years ago.
Yes,
let's say something. I'm just going to say something.
Yes or no?
I study all kinds of stuff.
Yes, you do.
Okay. So I crisscross. I study women's magazines for their exercises. Mm-hmm. And how can
well, I'm better than men.
I can adapt that to me because we're all human, right?
So yes, we are.
Almost
same.
Okay, I got it.
Yes.
And then, but I always notice that women always have stress factors.
They're more sensitive. Not any more sensitive.
They just absorb it more.
Guys are more cavemen. We don't have that. As guys, because I see guys all the girls too. Yeah. Guys don't think about stuff.
No, true. But I always think of everything.
You're the exception to the rule. Guys are like, I have food, I have water, I have a bed, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good. We don't really care.
When I do exercises,
yes.
Studying in Okinawans, in the Japanese, the Chinese, Tai Chi, all that kind of stuff, the karate and all that kind of stuff. I said, I want to learn, but not the physical.
Yeah.
I want to learn the psychological. Uh-huh. I want to know the relaxing things, your food that you eat.
All of it.
Everything. Uh-huh. And then I make my own decision how it applies to me. So then I say, okay, fine. So then I went to the gym.
Yes.
Gym. I said, what are they doing?
It's a story then, right?
Okay. What do they do? First thing they do is warm up. Uh-huh. And then they do the heavyweight. And then the cool down. Uh-huh. So when I read, I do the same thing. Uh-huh. I apply to my neurotic. I'm not neurotic.
Yeah.
My neurotic. And then I also do, what I do is I listen or soft music, or I watch cartoons.
Well, and everyone has a way of their routine, right? Routine.
So this is the way I do this function.
Good.
Then I make it, and then we also, everybody has a choice.
That's it.
You can be happy, you can be like everybody else.
Well, we realize, but part of that too is if your body's under stress because you can't do enough to de-stress your body, your tolerance to stress around
you. I found that in like that. Yeah. I said, okay, why? I keep asking the question, why?
Good.
Why do women have that stress factor and the men don't? Men always watching the movies, watching the baseball, babe, bring me my beer, and blah, blah, blah. And he doesn't even turn around and say anything to him.
That's one stereotype, one example
right?
Of someone's life.
199% of guys are that
way.
I've studied guys, too.
But what we realize, a lot of it is to be actually neurologic now, science-wise, science, yeah. Right? Science. Men, you remember that book, Men Are From Mars, Women From Venus?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is true, okay, because men relax by isolating themselves, not communicating, watching TV, finding outside stimulation without the communicate. Women are more of, I'm going to go talk it out. The problem is when you get a Mars guy and a Venus guy together, they're like, fire and ice. So how do men give themselves communicating with their wife, if that's what it is? I need 10 minutes, or I'm going to go for a quick walk around the block. I walk my dog every day. That's my way to relax. Sometimes I walk very far, be back in 2 hours, or I'll walk 20 minutes.
I usually find out.
But a lot of it is women, they want the communication, so to give them a window, you have to find that balance.
The woman is. She's emotional.
Well,
she needs that attention.
They're naturally, emotional. They're healthily emotional. Guys are more of
one way
primitive, if you want to call it primitive.
This is what you have. You have 80% single moms.
I don't do hypotheses. I just focus on what I know. A lot of it is what I know is that if you keep routines going, maybe your routine, someone else's routine. This guy. How many miles you walk a week? What's your average, sir?
Well, let's see. Probably about 10.
Yeah, 10 miles. How many people your age think walk 10 miles a week?
I know of one.
Yeah, one out of seven. But why do we think society, as we get old, we have to do less? I disagree.
We get tired.
But can you do less but more often? Can you work out, say, not 3 days a week, but 5 days a week at maybe 20, 30 minutes? And home things, home things, not going to gym every day. Okay, with a routine, your body requires a routine exercise every day. Maybe 5 miles in one day, maybe half a mile one day. But can you do enough so your body stays healthy and strong? Move enough so this controls your body's hormones to stay healthy around your environment.
So you're saying being a weekend warrior is not such a good idea.
It's painful on Monday. Trust me, I've done that. Monday gets painful. After a couple weeks, you're like, I'm done with this. Can you do things on a routine basis so your body can stay healthy? When you're tired, the problem is when you retire, right? We go, I'm take a break, we go in golden years, relax in a wheelchair. But a rocker. But can you now go? Now my body's stiff and sore and tight. You have to avoid that. Can you do things now, wherever you are, you can move more? Maybe just around house, just enough we get enough vibration in your body so your body can actually stay healthy. Any questions about that?
I've
got a big problem.
Yes.
My daughter passed out getting this anxiety at the hospital. Ah. They were doing a procedure, and I think it's the anxiety or something made her pass out and then throw up. Mm-hmm. So they sent her to the emergency room, and there's no problems. So it's, what can you do when you're just laying there and you've got anxiety? I mean, you can't.
Usually, they'll give you a medication to relax if it's a heart rate issue,
She can't do medication. She'll go into seizures.
Because that's her scenario.
Sometimes she passed out.
You want to get your heart rate down for one, too, whatever it might be. So at that point, the breathing.
Breathing, probably.
Would be the number one thing. If you can't move,
breathing.
The breathing would be the number one thing.
I think that's good. What kind of breathing? Like the
yoga
breathing?
More of the yoga breathing.
She hasn't ever.
Or if anything, deep breath where you hold it.
Deep breath and hold it.
Hold it, and then breathe it all the way out.
Okay. Like a count to four.
I would do more. More of the breathe in, hold, and then breathe all the way out. Relax, Let's hold it for a second, then breathe in again. So that slow rhythmic breathing.
Slow rhythmic.
That brings in your heart rate and brings in your stress hormones.
What's the difference between the Western type of breathing?
I'm not sure.
Slow.
And the Hatha.
And hold it.
Bring it, breathe in, hold. And then breathe out and hold. At that point, you're slowing everything down.
Okay.
And when you breathe, try to make a sound when you're breathing. What's it called when you make a sound when you're breathing?
No.
What's the sound?
I don't make sound.
Yeah, but there's a name for it. When you breathe in, you make the sound of your breathing, and when you breathe out through your lips, you make the sound of the vibration of it.
I almost passed out one time on the freeway. I was on the left-hand side, and somebody was going to hit me, and I couldn't get over.
No room.
And I was getting blacked out. I was going to black out. Back of my neck got hot, and I remember the doctor saying, deep breath, and then you blow out like going through a straw.
Yeah, there was a guy at the gym, he was having a heart attack. At the gym himself, he was having a heart attack at the gym. There was a surgeon there, and I was watching him. He was having the guy breathe rhythmically to calm down his heart rate.
Okay. So just slower.
Slower breathing.
And rhythmic. Okay.
Rhythmic. Not the short breaths, it's more of the long breathing.
Long.
Hold, breathe all out, hold. You want to slow down your body. If you're in that excited state, yes.
What about those people that would talk nonstop that you came and cut into?
What is it?
They talk nonstop and just.
I just walk away.
I mean, is it?
They don't even notice.
I mean, are they?
They don't want you to hear. They just want to talk.
Are they hyper?
Yeah.
Hyper or what?
It's just a personality.
Me.
The person next to me, you're talking about me right now.
Sometimes they have to do the
bone. Yep, they have to do that too.
You feel it vibrate through your body, and it's very calming.
I did a yoga today, and a lot. I'm sure the breathing's called, but some way you breathe in the vibration of your body helps relax your body too. Your body works on vibration on electricity, so you have to work with those things and realize vibration electricity. There is a healthy range, and there's an unhealthy range. So by seeing the healthier range, your body doesn't react to things, stays healthy. When your nerves are too excited, you're going to have sharp pain, you're going to have breathing issues, you're going to have heart rate issues. Mm-hmm. The nerves are excited, you're going to have even numbness too. I feel like you go to my office for it, because their nerves are over-irritated. When they're calmed down, your body relaxes. Same thing with vibration too. Too much vibration, your body goes haywire, it goes under stress. Enough vibration, your body knows what to do, and maintains that relaxed state.
What's the difference between the traditional way of breathing versus the Japanese, which is what the Hatha. You know what the Hatha is?
No, what is that? Demonstrate for me.
I don't know. That's what I'm
saying. I don't know. You're the book guy.
I'm studying that now. Yeah. I'm trying to adapt. Fabian, you said you were from Philippine.
Yeah, I'm Filipino.
They do that over there too.
From West LA.
And you forgot everything. You forgot all
the
good
stuff.
Never taught.
But next month, I'll bring an example. I'm curious about that. Because breathing is so important to relax your body. Especially if you're someone that in a normal Southern California world where dog eat dog, you're have these coming at you all day long, right? Stimulus, maybe sound, maybe someone talking to you, maybe something you're reading, somebody TV, whatever it is. When you go in a quiet room, the first thing you do when you sit down, you're almost understimulated. So your body goes, look, you can't relax since there's not enough stimulation. Then you have to learn how to relax. That breathing or motion or something you can do helps bring you back to a normal, relaxed state from that overstimulated state. Cool. People come to my office, they just want to go to the back table and relax for 10 minutes so they can shut everything down, because the table vibrates on itself, one of my back tables, so it gets your body to relax that way. Hmm. So getting that, wherever state you're in, can you get in a better range of your state over time by finding ways to relax your body?
Hmm. Well, if her friend talks nonstop, she's not exercising vigorously enough.
That's more of a jaw muscle. That
could
cause jaw issues.
It's also breath. She's not.
That's lock jaw issues. I don't know what you call that. Need a vaccination.
They say your breathing comes from your diaphragm.
Yep.
So that's where it goes up.
You do it. That's when you take a deep breath. You go lower lungs. You're not just your shallow breathing and your
claps.
That's going to breathe up here all the day long.
These tender stress. I mean, when I call her, she just goes.
Yes.
And I came home. Mm-hmm. I didn't want the cat to meow at me.
Too much stimulation.
But I wanted to hear the TV. I wanted that background noise.
Yeah, the background noise. So you had to go from la 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 la. You had to go that. You had to go down a range, down a knock, down a knock, down a frequency. They call frequency too. Mm-hmm. Okay. So to wrap up, what's the number one thing you have to do to stay to your best supplement to relax. What is it? Starts with
exercise,
vibration, rhythm. Okay, whatever you can do to get your body to stimulate and move better, at that point, that keeps you off the medication, gets you off supplements too. Keep your body healthy.
5 days
Walk
a week.
Better.
5 days a week.
6 days a week.
Six.
6 days a week.
I can't have something.
Eight days a week. I go twice a day sometimes. But can you move enough, even at home, like you said, at home. Enough to go at home to where you're watching TV, just do some tapping. Tap your feet, tap your hands. That will get things moving in your body. You know?
So when you're watching TV, you're supposed to get up every hour, right? And move.
Supposed to get up as much as you can. Oh.
At least every
half hour. Half hour, because we're getting older, right? It gets tighter faster. You got to make sure you move faster.
Every commercial.
Every commercial. Every 10 minutes.
Every commercial.
Every 10 minutes.
Every commercial.
Any questions?
Is napping any good?
Tapping, yes.
Napping.
Napping. Napping. Napping. I nap every day.
Because I nap. I do.
I nap every day.
Right.
Napping shuts everything down.
Oh, good.
So you restart again.
Yeah.
I'm a recharge. Okay.
Only once a day, though. Only once a day. More than that's a problem.
Okay. Right.
But it isn't there a short time limit?
10 to 15 minutes.
10 to 15 minutes.
I go about 10 to 15 minutes
the
most.
Seniors, you're supposed to.
I'm then I'm ready to go again. And a cup of coffee and espresso, I'm good.
It recharges my batteries.
Next month, every 10 minutes, you're going to tell people to stand up for a minute.
I'm like, what's those problems over there? What are they doing? Are they in trouble? Hey, you guys are free to go. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
See you next month.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.